To regulate coronary flow, the coronary resistance is adjusted by changes in vessel diameter, where flow is increased by vasodilation, inducing a low vascular resistance. The opposite occurs when vasoconstriction takes place, resulting in a high vascular resistance. It's not the entire coronary circulation that is involved in regulating the coronary blood flow. In particular, the arterial vessels with a diameter smaller than 400 micrometers are involved in the flow control since pressure gradually decreases in vessels below this size. These vessels are therefore referred to as the resistance vessels in the coronary circulation. It is the mechanism of vasodilation and vasoconstriction located in these vessels that keeps coronary flow constant over a large range of perfusion pressures by continuously adjusting coronary microvascular resistance to the changing perfusion pressures. This process is referred to as the coronary autoregulation.